Don't you deserve a Medicare plan you can count on? Well, you can count on a Medicare Advantage plan from UnitedHealthcare. Enjoy reliable coverage and low out-of-pocket costs with a Medicare Advantage plan from UnitedHealthcare. And if you have a chronic condition like diabetes, chronic heart failure, or a cardiovascular disorder, you may qualify for a UnitedHealthcare Complete Care plan with plans that fit your life today and as your needs change tomorrow. Find out more about UnitedHealthcare plans at uhc.com/Medicare.
Welcome to the show. It is me. It is me, your girl, Laborly, aka Cat Lee, and
you have now tuned in to Ambitiously the Podcast.
Oh no, not the little red ones. Listen, y'all. Today is an interesting day. I'll say that. I'm sorry, I had to. Rhea Boogs is back out. But anyway, today is an interesting day. Some things very much need to be discussed. Today is Cinco de Mayo. I'll start with that. And today is Media Monday. Today we get into this Gad Beat, honey, and we talk about a few things, and we get down to the nitty-gritty. I'm ready. I'm so ready. It's ridiculous. I have been waiting for this particular day for a while now. Listen, we gotta get into it. Let me say a couple of things before I get into the meat and potatoes of it all. Join the conversation. You can do that by calling in. The number's on the screen. The number's 443-551-5963. 443-551-5963. You can text as well. I will read your text message out loud. Or you can drop a comment. It'll be on the screen just like, it'll be on the screen just like what you're seeing right now. So it is what it is. Also, if you would like to talk to us about anything. I mean anything. hit us up at contact@ambitiouslyent.com. contact@ambitiouslyent.com. Or you can hit us up at ambitiously the podcast at ambitiouslythepodcast@gmail.com. ambitiouslythepodcast@gmail.com. Remember to like, share, and subscribe to this podcast. We need every like, every share, every subscription that we can get. And don't forget to check out our website, www.ambitiouslyent.com, www.ambitiouslyent.com. And you see underneath of there, join our coffee community. So we'll get to the real nitty gritty of why I want you to join the coffee community. You'll see gradually as we go along. But do all of that. Let me put the number back on the screen so you can call in. I would love it if you guys called in and gave me your input of the things that we are talking about today, because it is the Gab Beat. And there is a lot to be said. And there are a lot of things that there is one particular thing that I definitely need to cover. But there are a lot of things that I am going to cover this evening. And I would like your input. I would like your input a lot. I would love it. Happy Cinco de Mayo. Thank you, Doc Baby. I appreciate that. I need to know. These are the type of things that I need to know. I need to know this. But happy Cinco de Mayo. Hopefully you got your drinks. I'm not drinking, but hopefully you got your drinks. Oh, man, I forgot my water. That's okay. I should be juiced enough. Anyway, so, listen. When I say, I don't even know where I want to go with this. Child. I'm going to put it in the order in which I feel like I should put it, because there's some things we got to get to, and I feel like some of the things relate. And so in order for those things to go together, I need to do it in a certain order. Yeah, it's Media Monday, baby. It's Media Monday. Listen, so let's start with Miss Beyonce, the queen of the beehive. She's not my queen, but the queen of the beehive. I'm not a hiver. but you know, she has some songs that I like here and there. I don't know about this country album so much, but, you know, if it floats your boat, it floats your boat. But anyway, so, as you know, she's on tour right now. That's the thing we should get to. I'm saving some stuff for last. So, you know, I'm just getting the small stuff out of the way first. So, as you know, she's out on tour. And child, they out here showing out. They out here showing out. I don't know what's wrong with them. But Beyonce's first cowboy concert turned into a WWE event after her performance ended, because a bunch of her fans started brawling in the VIP lounge. What? Why are we fighting at a Beyonce concert? This is what I need to know. What is going on with y'all? Hold on. What is going on with y'all that y'all feel like y'all need to fight? It is not that serious. It is not that serious, but apparently it is. So, there's a video. I won't share the video because I do not condone violence unless it's necessary. Now, in this video, I will say it might have been a little necessary. I'll tell you in a minute. As Beyonce's fans are making their way to the exits at SoFi Stadium, a group of women get into a huge fight and bodies started flying and hitting the deck. It seems this all started with an argument, and things get really heated when one woman knocks a cowboy hat off of another woman's head. This is why I said it might have been necessary in this situation. leading to a bunch of pushing, shoving, falling, and cowboy boots kicking. Child. So Beyonce performed the first of five shows in SoFi in Inglewood, California. Her fighting fans were decked out in cowboy attire. I mean, it's fitting. It's the Cowboy Carter tour. I feel like it's fitting. The performance was about 3 hours long, so at least these folks waited until the end to start fighting. Child, it was a mess. It was a hot mess. Now, the reason why I said it might have been necessary, y'all remember when we was young, right? And I don't know, this may not be everywhere, but I'll say this is big in Baltimore City streets with the kids. Will you tell the person, my mother on my shoulder, knock my mother off my shoulder, or just somebody knocking, like if you got a hat on, somebody flipping your hat or doing something of that nature, it instantly causes a fight. In this video, the woman knocked her head off. She didn't accidentally knock it off. It wasn't like an accidental thing. She knocked her head off. So in that case, I could see how perhaps that turned into a brawl, because keep your hands to yourself. Why are you out here going crazy? Yeah, swing. All right, basically swing first. Yeah, basically swing first. That's how I go to swing first so I could defend myself. How did it even get there? Yep, swing first or push. Yeah, but it was a thing I remember as a kid. I used to hear a lot, my mother on my shoulder, knock her off, and then that incited, you know what I mean, the brawl. But in this case, she like, this is my cowboy Carter hat, knock it off. So like, she didn't tell that to the girl. The girl, I guess they had some words. Everybody was all riled up from the concert, and she just knocked her hat off. So in that case, will I say it was justified? No fighting is justified, but I will say that if you don't start no stuff, won't be no stuff. I'm gonna say that. Don't start no stuff, won't be no stuff. I'm watching my mouth because I cannot say the word yet. I want to, but I cannot. But don't start no stuff, won't be no stuff. Real talk, because like, why are you putting your hands on that woman, on her personal property, on her body? Like, you shouldn't be doing any of that, but she did it, and it was a whole brawl. And let me just say, it was diabolical, if that's the word I want to use. Diabolical. It was crazy. It looked crazy. So that's that. I'm just gonna say to the ladies, when you go to these especially her concerts, behave like ladies. Anybody's concert for that matter. We don't need y'all doing the most. Like, just act like a lady. I know it's hard. Sometimes you want to beat the bricks off of somebody because they out of pocket. But we have to maintain our ladyship. Okay? Act like a lady. You're in public. And you never know who might be recording. And now you've been spreaded all over. People talking about you now. Cut it out. So listen, this one surprised me right here, and I have my theory on this particular thing. This is why this is in our news, because normally Ben Affleck would never make it to my news circuit. Not even him and J-Lo. Like, I don't want to talk about them. I don't care about them. But Ben Affleck understands hip-hop's history, runs deeper than yesterday, and the star actor had to go deep to pick his rapper Mount Rushmore. And that's the thing, like, everybody has their rapper Mount Rushmore. I'm not gonna divulge mine at this very moment. I don't know, that's a hard one for me. But anyway, the star actor recently chimed in on the everlasting hip-hop Mount Rushmore debate with Complex Magazine, and wound up picking a random selection of rappers that managed to make a solid list. So, Lil Wayne may not have gotten the Super Bowl halftime nod in his own city. But he earned Ben's top pick for presidential rock, for the presidential rock, followed by Eazy-E. That's a good one. That's a good one. AKA the Godfather of Gangsta Rap. Rounding out the list is Rap's Golden Era, Storytelling Master, Slick Rick, who Ben says he grew up listening to. Shocking. I'm shocked. And the Culture's Reigning King, Kendrick Lamar. Ben's picks are super relevant. There's a chance Slick Rick could be releasing his comeback album this year. And Wayne's Carter, we've been waiting on this Carter 5 for a minute, it's slated for June. Let me say this. I have my theory on this, and it's not necessarily, I guess it's hip-hop, it's the culture, it's culturally related. Now, y'all know that, of course, Sinners came out. The numbers are astronomical, as far as that movie is concerned. But also, in that same time frame, Ben Affleck came out with Accountant 2. Now, personally, I didn't need another accountant. I liked the first accountant. That's the irony. The accountant. I'm a bookkeeper. But whatever. I didn't need a second one. I was good with the first one. I thought it was a good movie, a decent movie, and I wasn't asking for a number two. But being as though it's pitted against Sinners, I feel like, and this is my own personal point of view, I'm not expecting anybody to agree with me, because you're slated against Sinners, which is a highly acclaimed film. You gotta do something to bring people, melanated people in. So how do you do that? You refer to hip hop. Well, you think that's how you do that. Now, am I mad at his list for his Mount Rushmore? No, I'm not. It's a pretty decent list. For him, because I'm shocked that didn't know that he even listens to hip hop. But do I think that maybe that was like a little parlor trick? Perhaps, yeah, I do. Because why are we even? Well, I mean, I know he was in the interview, and I'm quite sure he was asked the question by the journalist that he sat with. But that doesn't take away, because, all right, this is how this works. Normally, the person interviewing the person has to provide a list of questions that they plan to ask the person being interviewed. So he knew that was on his list. He knew that was on his list already. And normally how it works is the person who's the interviewee, the person who's being interviewed, says yay or nay to the questions being asked. He didn't say nay to that. So his PR people knew what they was doing. They knew. They was like, I'm gonna answer this question. Black people gonna be reading this. That's how I feel about it. That's my own personal views. Again, I do not expect everybody to agree with me. But it is a man from Boston. And not many of you know much about Boston. I know a few things about Boston. He doesn't strike me as the type of gent that is listening to hip hop. But I digress. I might be wrong. I could be wrong. I take accountability, and I'm okay with being wrong. I'm okay with being wrong. You can't always be right. But I've been thinking about this long and hard, and like, why is this a question he's being asked? Like, this is not, and it's not a question that he's normally being asked on his media tour. So, okay, good, because fuck. Fuck, fuck, fucking shit. Why the fuck is, This is not a fucking question. Thank you, Doc. This is not a fucking question that is on his media junket. You feel me? Like, this is not a question that everywhere he goes, he's being asked that. Of course, it is complex. So they would make it hip hop related. I don't even know why he's being interviewed by Complex anyway, but whatever. I just feel like it's a ploy, personally. I do. I feel like it's a fucking ploy. But we ain't gonna spend too much time on Ben Affleck. I just found that so fucking weird. And like I said, his movie came out the same time that Sinners came out. His movie is not gonna do Sinners numbers. And the box office is not gonna do Sinners numbers. Everybody, well, not everybody, because there's some people that hated the movie. Some people that was like, why weren't we included? Because you weren't even in that region of the lane at the time. There's some people that do not like the movie. Quite sure Klansmen don't like the movie either. But why is that a question he's being asked? It's a ploy. And like I said, there's a roster of questions that you a journalist will send to the person that they're interviewing beforehand. Their publicist will pick it up, go through the list of questions. Yeah, we're answering this. No, we're not answering this. Yes, we'll answer this. No, we're not answering this. His PR person, they was on point. Like, oh, well, we're sitting with the melanated people, so maybe we should ask about rap. And that's how I feel about that. And because of the way his list is, like, he named people that it's hard to not know who they are. Eazy-E, Slick Rick, Lil Wayne, Kendrick Lamar. Kendrick Lamar and Lil Wayne, they've been in the media lately. You feel me? One, Lil Wayne, like they said, because he wasn't picked to do the Super Bowl in New Orleans, which I still do not disagree. I still do not disagree with that decision. I feel like the person who was chosen to do the Super Bowl was the best candidate for the job. And then Kendrick Lamar, of course, because he did the Super Bowl. Let alone, he's been all the buzz lately. So why wouldn't, you know what I mean, he named them two. Eazy-E, Easy Sal, you feel me? Like, that's an easy one. Oh, I like Eazy-E. And Slick Rick, Easy Sal. Oh, I like Slick Rick. And that's not to say neither one of them are great, because they're phenomenal. Both of them were phenomenal to this culture. But it's just like, I don't know. That answer was a little vanilla, in my opinion. In my opinion. A little vanilla. So, yeah, that's that. The fuck? Because why is that even... Okay, I'm going to keep it moving. Let's talk about y'all boy Ye. He never surprises me at all anymore. At this point, everything that Ye is doing is... At this point, in my opinion, is a publicity stunt. He wants attention. He does. So the first thing before I get to the story is that he's suing his dentist for providing he's suing his dentist for providing him laughing gas or whatever the gas is that they use at the but he said that the dentist gave him one, got him hooked on it, two, provided him with tanks of it, with prescriptions for tanks of it at his home. I don't think that explains your antics at all, Kanye. I think that's an excuse. That's first. I just wanted to throw that in there real quick. But that's not even a story. The story right there. So Kanye is entangled in a complicated web simply by squashing his beef with Drake's self-proclaimed hitter. I'm not going to say the other word. I'm going to say hitter. I don't want to say blower because that sounds weird. But Hitter, we'll go with Hitter. By gifting him a bedazzled diamond swastika chain. Because remember, he believes that he's a Nazi. Never mind, they'll kill his black ass as soon as they get their hands on him, but whatever, I digress. Yang Top 5 went live on popular streamer Sneeko's live stream, live from Spain, on which happened to be a Canadian rapper's, that Canadian rapper's birthday, Top 5's birthday. As the ultimate birthday gift, Ye presented Top 5 with a Nazi chain, which Top 5 happily accepted. Ye asked Top 5 if the swastika would get him in trouble with any Jewish lawyers he may have, in which Top 5 scoffed at the notion and bragged about them helping him beat his murder charge. Mm-hmm. Top 5 called Ye on the phone with murderous threats, only for Ye to turn around and then turn on the game for supporting some of Top 5's social media posts. The anti-Semitic icewear was appropriately brought up during Ye and Top 5's makeup phone call a few weeks ago, which caused a rift with the game. So he was cool with the game, but now he's not cool with the game because of this whole Top 5 situation. The game and Ye have been producing the documentary 3 album together, and Game was purling around Los Angeles in Ye's chromed out Maybach, which Ye says he loaned to Game out of the goodness of his heart. Wow. How kind of you. Top 5 was also seen showing off the spoils of his current probation, an ankle monitor complete with Balenciaga sandals. It'll be interesting to see how Drake feels about Top 5 swastika, considering he's actually defending his Jewish heritage in the lawsuit against Universal Music Group. Yeah. I don't know what the fuck is wrong with Kanye. I don't have any excuses for him. I used to be like, oh, okay, well, you know, he got mental. But I don't have any more excuses for him. Top 5, that's crazy because your boss is a freaking half Jewish. So the fact that you're getting that, and yeah, okay, they helped you get off your murder charge and all of that, but you don't think they'll be offended by that? You don't think that's offensive to them? It's crazy out here right now. And then the game got beef with Top 5. And Kanye, you producing his album. I'm like, what the? This is so crazy. This is so fucking crazy. I just don't know anymore. He ain't been right since his mama been gone. I keep saying that. But I really feel like everything he's doing right now is for attention. And he figured, like, if I do whatever I do, people will keep saying my name and paying me attention. Well, I got something for you, Kanye. As of today, I'm not reporting on you anymore. I won't do it. I will not participate in your attention-seeking shenanigans. I'm a sugar. I just won't do it. I won't. I'm over him. I'm so over him. It's ridiculous. Let's keep it moving. He don't even get no more of my time this evening. I'm so fucking done with him. Like, what the fuck, Kanye? Get the fuck out of here. And I hope you lose your lawsuit. I hope you lose it. I hope they be like, well, you didn't have to accept the letter. You didn't have to accept the, you know what I mean? I hope they just throw that shit out. Nope, I hope that they throw that shit out. Because you want some other shit other than that fucking laughing gas. But I digress. Yeah, so My favorite anti-villain is about to come up in this story. It's not really about him, but he's a part of the story. Don't worry for Kanye shenanigans. This Michelle, don't laugh at his shit. I'm done reporting on his bullshit. You have signed consent. Fuck that Michelle. I'm not doing Kanye no more. I'm tired of him. Yeah, you have signed consent. You have to sign off to say, yeah, I accept this medication. But somehow you blaming the dentist for you accepting the medicine. Get the fuck out of here. I'm tired of this bitch. Sorry to call Kanye. No, I'm not sorry to call this. I'm tired of this bitch. Shit. All right. So, like I said, my favorite anti-villain is a part of the story. This story is not about him, though. So, BMF, I couldn't even get it out because Kanye just get on my fucking nerves. But BMF star Lil Meech has expanded his portfolio since he hit the show in Unity with 50 Cent since all of that came to a halt. He's thinking fashion forward with his new clothing store. That's kind of dope. All right, you gotta do something. You ain't got that no more. It's been reported on Thursday night that in Hollywood he was dripping some of the threads that you see at once his storefront in Miami. Oh shit. The Detroit bred actor says the company's mantra is we own nothing, control everything. He's nestled up in one of the most affluent parts of Magic City, as the son of former kingpin turned street icon Big Meech. Little Meech says he's always been keen on looking fly, so that's where he his focus is currently. Okay. He was also asked about 50 Cent's recent post about him seemingly being in rehab amid rumors he was battling substance addiction. Meech hails from Detroit, and apparently it's forever cold in Detroit. He says everyone there needs rehab, which includes him. Consider his medicine retail therapy promoting his new store. Child. I said my favorite anti-villain was in the story. I didn't say the story was about him. The thing is, since 50 cut him off, he has to find something else to do. He can't go get a regular 9-to-5 because one, he goes by the mantra Little Meech. You feel me? His father is Big Meech. He's been on TV. He's been in a TV show. Yes, I guess that's a TV series or whatever for a couple of seasons. He's very recognizable, so he can't go get a regular job. So he should find something else for him to do, and I doubt that he'll get any other acting jobs after that job. As far as being hooked on substances, Detroit is a rough place. I ain't gonna front on Detroit like it's nah. It's rough. It's rough out there. You got many high profile narcotic dealers that come out of Detroit. I'm trying to find the words. I'm trying to find the fucking words. High profile narcotic dealers that come out of Detroit, a lot of gangsters that came out of Detroit. It's a lot that goes with Detroit. So yeah, I feel like the narcotic epidemic is what played. Shout out to Detroit, because there's some ladies that podcast out of Detroit that I kind of like them. Okay, I've been too busy to listened to them lately, but I love their podcast. I love what they was doing with it. But I'll say this. You make your own decisions, and I'm not going to base it upon where you're from. I'm from Baltimore. And narcotics is heavy. Was heavy, is heavy here too, right? But I'm not going to say because I'm from here that I should be on narcotics too. Like, that's some bullshit. Oh, that's some bullshit. That's not taking accountability. I think with all of this situation that happened with his dad and 50, unfortunately, he got caught in the middle of it because he is his dad's son. And that unfortunately lost him a job. So I'm happy that he's finding some other avenue for income. I'm not going to say whether or not it's going to work because I don't know. And the jacket that I saw was a Kobe Bryant-like kind of jacket. It's kind of fly. But I will not accept you blaming you being from Detroit as the reason why you have substance abuse problems. Just like I'm not accepting that Kanye West, Dennis, is the reason why he's addicted to... I'm not. I just... Fuck y'all. I'm not doing that. I'm not doing that. And I'm not letting y'all trick me into believing that that's okay. I won't. Freelance advice destroy. Okay. I like that word right there because I've been trying to find the words. I am freelance advice distributors. I like that one. That's kind of dope right there. But I'm not going to let y'all trick me into believing it's other people's fault that you decided to just like, okay, I'm gonna take accountability myself. I like to smoke a little grass. I'm not blaming that on other people. I chose to that as my vice. You feel me? And I can't blame other people. I can say other people brought it around me, but I'm not gonna say that the reason why I like doing that is because of somebody else. That's some bullshit. Take accountability for fucking once. And Lil Meech, it's time to grow the fuck up. Kanye obviously is never gonna grow up. Obviously never gonna grow up. But some bullshit, and you know it.
Don't you deserve a Medicare plan you can count on? Well, you can count on a Medicare Advantage plan from UnitedHealthcare. Enjoy reliable coverage and low out-of-pocket costs with a Medicare Advantage plan from UnitedHealthcare. And if you have a chronic condition like diabetes, chronic heart failure, or a cardiovascular disorder, you may qualify for a UnitedHealthcare Complete Care plan with plans that fit your life today and as your needs change tomorrow. Find out more about UnitedHealthcare plans at uhc.com/Medicare.
Detroit ain't the reason why you out here getting high. They are not the reason. Because I'm not even sure your habit started in Detroit. This is why I'm saying accountability. I'm not even sure that your habit started in Detroit. I'm not taking it. moving along, because I want to get to this, the main story of the evening. But before I get to that story, let's get to this. Where we at on time? We good. So Fat Joe is being sued. He's suing. So Fat Joe has filed a hefty lawsuit against his former hype man for slandering him on social media, claiming that the guy and his lawyer are trying to shake him down for payday. Now, I'm going to get these court docs, so y'all know how I feel about court documents. But anyway, court documents were filed by Fat Joe on Tuesday, in which he claims that his former hype man, Terrence T.A. Dixon, is trying to collect money he didn't earn and resort to publicly calling the rapper a pedo on social media when he didn't get his way. He said he a pedo. He said he was certified pedophile. Oh my gosh, that term has been flying. The PDF has been flying like crazy lately. Like, everybody's one, apparently. So, according to the lawsuit, Dixon claimed on social media that Joe flew a 16-year-old girl across state lines for a little bump and grind, and posted the alleged allegations along with a picture of Joe, Diddy, and DJ Khaled. Who, child? Joe's legal counsel claims that the allegations were made as a part of a money grab generated by Dixon's attorney, Tyrone Blackburn. Of course Tyrone would be a part of this. This sounds like a Tyrone Blackburn kind of case. Who's also representing Diddy's accuser, Little Roddy, in a separate case. The lawsuit, I don't know, I think Lil Roddy should probably switch attorneys at this point too, and I'm going to tell you why in a minute. But the lawsuit details how Joe and Dixon began working together in 2006, where Joe offered him a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity to be a part of his team, complete with compensation, luxurious travel, touring, and other fringe benefits that accompany being in a superstar rappers in a circle. Wow. Y'all gotta stop thinking it's a flex to be in these circles. Joe says the partnership ended amicably in 2019, and he says he never heard any money complaints for 6 years until Dixon began posting on social media with complaints he should have been paid more for his past work. As a hype man? Okay. He says Dixon lawyered up with Blackburn in March and fired off a legal demand letter asking for compensation as a ghostwriter on several of Joe's tracks. That's a stretch. When those demands weren't met, Fat Joe says that Dixon upped the ante by spreading salacious lies about Joe and falsely claiming that Joe blocked him from obtaining outside funding for his own record label startup. Oh, Lord. Now he was trying to start a record label. Blackburn says that the new lawsuit is just a cover-up attempt and isn't backing down, saying that Joe filed a baseless lawsuit in an effort to soften the blow of what's to come. It won't work. Fat Joe has a lot of explaining to do. Joe fiercely defends his name, saying these allegations are completely false and a part of a criminal conspiracy orchestrated between former hype man and his attorney. These two individuals have been scheming together to extort me with their elaborate, ludicrous demands, changing by the day. Now, child, this is a lot. I'm going to pull that case because y'all know I like to pull cases around here. I'm just big on that. I'm going to start with Blackburn. Now, as much as I believe a lot of what Little Rod said, even him having to take a second job on the yacht because he wasn't getting paid from the first job, I believe a lot of what. And he came with evidence, photo evidence. And as far as Little Rod is concerned, when it comes to Christian Combs' case, they have audio. So those two cases right there, yeah, Blackburn, you might be all right. But at the same time, Tyrone Blackburn does have a reputation. I'm gonna add one case. So now we know Little Roddy, now Fat Joe's situation. But there was also a case a while back with concerning Nicki Minaj's husband, Nicki Minaj and her husband. And Blackburn represented the young lady whom Nicki Minaj's husband assaulted. I'm not going to say allegedly because there's court documentation that he served time for that. You feel me? But I'm going to say allegedly, I'll say allegedly to the fact of what they're saying is that Nicki Minaj and her husband were harassing the young lady after the fact. He didn't win that case for her. Actually, that case disappeared so fast. It disappeared so fast. So, he might could win the Little Rodney case just because of all the evidence that was presented in Little Rodney's case. And he's also representing the young lady who's suing Christian Combs as well. I meant to throw her in there too. I mean, who's suing Christian Combs as well. I meant to throw her in there too. But as far as this Fat Joe case, I don't know. And Blackburn has also had some issues of his own, so. No. I get up at 6 o'clock in the morning. I'm not yawning because I don't want to be here. I just can't help it. I try. So, that's that. I don't know, Rodney, at this point. It's not too late to switch attorneys. You can. Would it be a setback? A little bit, probably, but not really, because y'all really can't do anything until these criminal proceedings, do what they do. But speaking of the diddler, today is Cinco de Mayo. Today is the first day of the proceedings for Diddy. Today, by the way, let me just tell y'all, today was just jury selection. That happened today, and it'll happen tomorrow, and then they'll proceed from there. Okay. So what I've heard through the grapevine is that although he will be able to wear street clothes during his trial, today he had on his prison attire. And I'm quite sure he'll have it on tomorrow as well. So that's that. Just some tidbits I could throw in there. There was, from what I understand, one juror who, they're questioning whether or not she will be picked because she did have bias because of the Cassie footage. Now, it was reported that the Cassie footage would be allowed in court, but from Diddy's attorney's standpoint, they won't be using that. So I don't know. We'll see. But anyway, the prosecution team against Diddy, though, is the prosecution team of all white women. Clear people? Yeah. Why is people sending me messages? So the federal prosecution, prosecutors. Anyway, the federal prosecutors who will be trying to secure a conviction against Diddy is in his upcoming trial are all white women. Led by the daughter of former FBI Director James Comey, Maureen Ryan Comey is set to lead the team of U.S. attorneys from the Southern District of New York next week in court when jury selection begins in Diddy's sex trafficking trial. Maureen's father is a former FBI director who had a controversial role in 2016's presidential election. James was ultimately fired from his post by President Trump a few months into Trump's first term. Maureen, his daughter, is a Harvard Law School graduate, and she's very experienced when it comes to sex trafficking. Helping secure a conviction against Jeffrey Epstein, Epstein's associate, his girl Friday, Ghislaine Maxwell. The rest of the women designated as leads for prosecutions include Emily Ann Johnson, Madison Rhetoric, Schmeier, Mary Christine Slavic, Meredith Foster and Mitzi Steiner. Some Jewish names in here. So it's an all-female situation. So not only is it an all-female situation, but it's an all-female clear person situation, which is crazy in itself. That is, I don't know, Diddler, if you're going to get out of this one. I don't know. But on the flip side, where he had 6 attorneys, now he has 8 attorneys. So he has a team of attorneys of his own. So we are going to see how this goes. I don't know how this is going to go. I don't know. I can't call it. I just don't know. But that's what's happening. So I will keep y'all posted. As I learn more, y'all will learn more. No cameras are allowed in the courtroom. That's the other thing, because it is a federal case, and that is part of the federal situation when it comes to these crimes. When it's state level, you can probably get a camera in there, but when it's a federal level case, no cameras allowed. So that's that. Okay, Doc, you are correct. It is time for these love notes. It is definitely time for these love notes. My name is Catley, and I approve this love note message. All right, so I want to give a shout out to anybody who's watching from Facebook, YouTube, or Twitch. I love you. Thank you. I adore you. I found a situation, so we're going to see how this goes. But and I found a situation where I do not have to censor myself as much either, which I'm kind of excited about that. Oh, I'm excited about that. I'm tired of censorship. I am. But it is time for the love notes. So anybody watching from any of those platforms, I adore you. Thank you for showing up. That's live love or replay love, however you decide to take this information in. But it is time for the love notes. Love notes, what are those? These are the people that listen to our show. They listen to our show and they come long and far. They come from all over the world and we appreciate them. So I like to show them love. Because how else do I show them love? They're not watching, so I gotta be listening, so I gotta show them love. It is now time for the love notes. Let me get this on the screen real quick. Anyhow, love notes. How did we come up with the name love notes? I used to call it love, Doc used to call it show notes. We bickered. Then we realized that there's no love without compromise. So we came to the compromise that we would call it love notes. He called the show notes, I call it love, combine it together, and it's love notes. And I will never, ever change it, ever, 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 ever. He also said I had a stack of papers the size of a composition notebook. I'm just going to say, no, I did not. But I did have a lot of papers. I did. I ain't going to lie about that. Had a lot of papers, but we don't do that anymore. Now we've gone green. Let me get all of this off the screen now. Because, let me see. Okay, back a sec. All right. Because y'all know I don't like words on top of this love I'm about to give. Hi, I love y'all. Oh my gosh, it's so much love. It's all love. Shout out to our top 60 United States, United Kingdom, India, China, Canada, Belgium, specifically Brussels. I love you so much. Thank you for the love, dedication, and loyalty. You guys are amazing, and I just want to say thank you from the bottom of my heart. Russia, Indonesia, Japan, New Zealand, Australia, Turkey, Switzerland, Germany, Mexico, Austria, and Philippines, and Kenya. Hi, babies. I love you. Thank you. Oh, my gosh. Pakistan, Romania, South Africa, Nigeria, Brazil, Netherlands, Singapore, Spain, Ireland, and Nepal. I love you all. Thank you for the love. Oh, my gosh. Hearts. I love you. Mauritius, Israel, Hong Kong, France, Poland, Tunisia, Venezuela, baby, Czech Republic, Portugal, and Morocco. Hi, booze. I love you too. Thank you so much for the love. I adore you. Thank you. Ghana, Finland, Cameroon, Lithuania, Sweden, Bangladesh, Latvia. Hi, honeys. Thank you for the love. You guys are extraordinary. Thank you so much. Man, I saw Latvia for the first time. I was so like, what? I don't even know about my country. Hungary, Greece, Denmark, Jamaica, Slovakia, Ukraine, and Peru. Hi, Boos. I love you too. Thank you for the love. You guys are extraordinary. Thank you. Thank you so much. Oh my gosh, you make my heart melt. Thank you. Last but not least, Italy and Egypt. Both of those countries I want to go to. So yeah, I love it. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you so much for the love. It's extraordinary. And I love you guys so much. And I thank you so much. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Oh my gosh, you guys are extraordinary. Woo, child. Oh, my heart melts every time I read the list. Every time a new country gets on there, my heart just, oh, thank you. Let's see what Doc has said. Because Doc has said, top flight, catch the vibes. Look, I still say Kanye needs to go sit down somewhere. I mean that. Listen, he is not getting no more shine on this here podcast. I'm tired of his shenanigans and his sugar. Oh my gosh. Tired of him. Anyway, Doc has said, we worldwide, two words, Diddler done. I must concur. I quite concur. My name is Kat Lee, and I approve this message. I agree. He's done. Doc said, hit the like button. Tune in, live show, radio show, and get the app. I definitely approve this message. My name is Kat Lee, and I approve Doc's message. I do. Thank you, Doc. I love you for that. Thank you so much. Listen, I cannot deal with him. He irks my soul so much. I'm not for, you know what? I think at this point in time of my life, I'm not here for anybody's bullshit. I don't give a fuck who you are, what you think you are. I'm not here for the bullshit. So, with that being said, Kanye has to go. He cannot be a part of my storyline anymore. I'm so over him. I am. I'm over him. Anyway, it's time for me to say the things that I need to say. Well, some of the things I need to say before I get to him. Doc, I'm over him. I'm so over him. I tried to get him. F all the bullshit. I am, like, that's how I feel. Like, fuck, I don't have to deal with shit that I don't want to have to deal with. And I won't. Nobody's going to make me. So, yeah, he can't be a part of my storyline. I'm sorry. He done too much. Too much. But anyway, let me say the thing that I need to say. Join the conversation. You can always do that by calling in. The number's 443-551-5963. You can text that same number and I will read your text message out loud. If you call and know that you will be live on air, I just want you to know so that you know that everybody can hear you. You don't be saying nothing crazy. Or you could drop a comment and it will be on the screen because that's how we get down over here. You see how this is on the screen right now? Well, so will you comment. You want to talk to us about anything, contact at ambitiouslyent.com, contact at ambitiouslyent.com, or you can hit us up at ambitiouslythepodcast@gmail.com, ambitiouslythepodcast@gmail.com. Like, share, and subscribe to this podcast. We need every like, every share, every subscription we could get. And don't forget to check out our website, www.ambitiouslyent.com, www.ambitiouslyent.com. And join our coffee community so I can fucking cuss. Oh, also, we're starting our situation over on Rumble because there's less restrictions over there. So when that is all set up, I'll let y'all know. You can go over there and watch as well. But join our coffee community so I can cuss whenever the fuck I feel like it. And we can have salacious to the living and taboo conversations. Why not? Why not? Why the fuck not? Listen, I haven't mentioned to play any music video that I've ever played on this podcast thus far. I haven't played them in a while. Again, looking for new juice. But when I do, I have permission to play them, that whether it be visual, audio, written, electronic, however you want it, I got it, baby. And we do not take requests because I like to have permission. Also, I don't know if you heard about my DJ, but my DJ be showing his butt sometimes. So, well, not sometimes, all the time. I don't need y'all getting on his nerves. We ain't taking no requests. I'm sorry. I love y'all, but we're not doing it. Leave him alone. Let him do what it is that he do. Speaking of him, much love. Big love to DJ Rukasey. Because he's a guy. He handles his business, and we appreciate him for it. Also, let us know how you feel about our Friday mixes. We would love to know. So let us know. But not too much on my DJ, because I don't want to have to hurt your feelings. Not at all. I don't. I hurt feelings behind that dude. He holds us down like none other. Let me see. Kanye worse than crying wolf. He just crying now. He get on my nerves, y'all. I'm not dealing with him. Listen, let me run through the things that we talked about this evening. Ladies, act like fucking ladies. I know I'm cussing. That's not very ladylike, but fuck this shit. This shit is stupid. And you fucking fighting at a Beyonce concert. How techie is that? Ben Affleck. Sorry, I feel the way that I feel, but I do, because who gives a fuck what your rap Mount Rushmore is? Nobody gives a shit about what you think about rap. Like, you mean something to the rap community. And it's, again, it's a ploy, in my opinion. Salute to Rukasey. But it's a ploy, in my opinion, and I don't have time for that shit. You or your ploys. Fat Joe, I don't know what's going on. But you might be alright, because he got Blackburn, and I just don't know. Let's see, what else did we talk about? Lil Meech, stop blaming everybody for your addiction habit that I don't think came out of Detroit. You from Detroit, but I don't think you got addicted in Detroit. And them pictures that 50 showed of you being rolled in the rehab, you wasn't in Detroit when that happened. Get out of here. And your store is in Miami. Get out of here. And last but not least, yes, Diddy, you in for one. Cinco de Mayo, it started today, so we're going to stay tuned and see what the fuck else is going to happen. I don't know. Ladies, act like fucking ladies. That's all I'm saying. They need to act like fucking ladies. Shit, I don't even know why I'm cussing about them, because they not acting like fucking ladies. Like, why are y'all fighting at the Beyonce concert? That's stupid as shit. Anyway, because somebody about to feel this shit in 2 seconds after this podcast is over, because I really, at this point, want to give this person the business. Because, like, you could have left me the fuck alone, but no, you keep choosing to fuck with me. So now you're about to fuck around and find out I'm about to hurt your feelings. Could you leave me the fuck alone? I'm not bothering you. But anyway. Like, you leave people the fuck alone, you don't bother them, but they gotta find a way to bother you. So, you gotta get it. Anyway. Mind your business. It's Cell Phone Media Mondays, where I tell everybody's business. Like today. I told people's business. Yeah, I told people his business, like Lil Meech and his bullshit ass excuse about being from Detroit, and that's why he a fiend. That's bullshit. If anything, you blame it on your daddy. You don't blame it on Detroit. You blame it on your daddy. He was one of the biggest smug narcotic dealers in the country at one point. You don't blame it on anybody. You can blame it on him. Tap in. I try not to tell people's business, but it happens from time to time. I promise you, I do not intentionally do it. It just happens. What else? Wet and Wired. More me and Doc's business. Because we can't be out here telling other people's business without telling our own sometimes. You know, like, it's only fair. It's only right. So while you're tapped off, I'm telling you, if you got a court case and you're foul, sinister, depraved, disgusting, heinous, stupid, dumbass, fucking idiot. Dang. I'm gonna use Doc's word tonight. Insidious, jackass of a human being, and you got a court case and it's high profile and it comes across my desk and I could pull the case, I'm pulling it and we're reading it. Me and my partner, I'm good. Stop playing with us. And cattails coming soon. And I think tonight I just found another story to answer my cattails, but whatever. But yeah, mind your business. It's safe that way. Safe way to live your life. Very safe way to live your life. Love your babies. Hug your babies. Tell your babies that they are the GOAT, the greatest of all times. They need that encouragement. It's your job as a parent to encourage them. So do it. Don't be a jackass. Tell them babies they the GOAT. Tell them. I implore you to tell those babies that. If they want to work for NASA, tell them to be the best astronaut, engineer, receptionist, janitor, secretary, or whatever the hell else they do over there at NASA. I don't know. I've never worked for NASA. What I do know is they deal with space. I will recommend that you go get yourself a telescope, a really good one. Not the kind that you look through your neighbor's windows with you perv. A good one. Okay? And then it might require a little bit of assembly. It comes with scopes, lenses, beams. Sometimes I add mine does personally have an app. And then go outside and discover some shit with your kid. Maybe you discover a meteor, a comet, an asteroid, a freaking planet, a planet that they say is not a planet no more, but it's still a planet in my opinion, because fuck that, Pluto is forever going to be a planet. I had to build the solar system. I had to find something small enough to be my Pluto. It's a planet in my opinion. I don't care what y'all say. But anyway, maybe a UFO, but if a UFO comes and abducts you, do not refer me to them, okay? Get abducted by yourself. Leave me out of this shit. Come tell me about it a few days later. I believe you. I just don't want a part of it. That's all. If they want to work for NASCAR, tell me to be best NASCAR driver, pit boss, pit crew member, commentator, engineer, because I know they have those over there too. I don't know what else the hell they do over there in NASCAR. I don't know. What I do know is that they have a need for speed. And at one point in time, the muscle car was king for NASCAR. And it still came for me. I love muscle cars. Told y'all, my mother had a Gran Torino. Stop playing with me. I love muscle cars. And you can smell the gasoline. Mm-hmm. Yeah. You know the saying, put the pedal to the metal. They were referring to those cars, not this fiberglass bullshit y'all are driving right now. You could probably live a lot longer in the muscle car than you could in the fucking Tesla. I'm just saying. But whatever it is that they choose or decide to do, encourage them. Be their light. Tell them how great they are. Kids need that, and it's a lot of parents out there that we forget in that. They need encouragement. The kids need encouragement too, because as the great Whitney Houston used to say, I believe our children are our future. Teach them well and let them lead the way. not going to go into the song. Mama say, Mama say, Mama say. Okay, because this is where I'm at right now. This is what I feel. This is what I feel right now. I'm in my feelings, so I'm not in my feelings, but when shit like this happens, this is what happens. Stay in your lane. Everybody's lane is not your fucking lane. Okay? Your lane is over there. My lane is over here. Stay the fucking your lane. And everything's cool and copacetic. Everything's cool and copacetic. It is. You jump in my lane, you're going to get some shit that you do not want. And I promise you, you do not want her right now. You don't want her. So just leave her the fuck alone. You jump in my lane, you're going to get her. Listen, don't break the glass, don't push the button. You don't want her. You don't want her at all. She's not nice, and I keep telling y'all that. You don't want her. The fuck? You want to fuck around and find out? You don't want her. You want the two-for-one special. If you get her. Yeah, you want her. And hold on, before I get to the other one. Ain't you big prayer bitches, or you want her? It's a two-for-one special. Why would you want that? But you don't want that first motherfucker, because she is, ooh, she off the chain. You don't want her. Leave her where the fuck she is at. Plus, what usually happens when you jump into other people's lanes is a collision. Who the fuck needs that? I don't need that. You don't need that. I don't need that for me. I don't need that for you. We don't need that for we. So just stay in the fucking lane. And everything's cool. Pick and choose your battles wildly. Every battle is not a battle to be fought. It's not. Learn from Patty Boots, aka Baby Caligula, aka Little Boots, aka Drake. Sometimes you just gotta say fuck that shit and leave well enough alone. He obviously has not learned shit, and that top five is accepting swastika change from Kanye. It's crazy shit, crazy work. Little Boots, stop it. And you lied to us. You said you studied hip-hop, but if you studied hip-hop, then you know that Mobb Deep told you that there is a war going on outside and that no man is safe from it. They said you could run, Baby Caligula, but you can't hide forever in these streets that we untook. They said you walking with your head down, scared to look, but you shook, because there's no such thing as halfway crux, Baby Caligula. They said that, but you didn't listen. So now I'm going to warn you one more time. Pick and choose your battles wisely. Worry about the fucking war and fuck the battles. They're not worth the fight sometimes. Sometimes you're just there like, all right, you got that. I got to go. You feel me? Let it go. Be you. Be authentically you, be amazingly you, be your beautiful self. Even if they say that they hate the way that you walk and the way that you talk and the way that you dress, that's okay. They don't have to like none of that. Yeah, I'm sorry, because I'm about to go off after I get off this podcast. But anyway, even if they say all of this stuff, doesn't even matter. You ain't got to walk the way they want you to walk. You ain't got to talk the way they want you to talk. And you don't got to dress the way, if you want to be a weirdo, can be a weirdo. But what I don't condone is you out here starting lawsuits about some bullshit that you didn't even have to start a lawsuit. You just take the L. Take the fucking L, you fucking loser. I'm sorry. Listen, you're never gonna make anybody happy. You can add to their happiness, but you cannot make them happy. So people are set. I'm glad I'm saying this right now, because this is part of why I'm getting ready to go ham in a minute. People are so set in being miserable, they can't help it. They can't help themselves. They are just so hell bent on being miserable. But what I'm going to tell you is keep your miserable ass the fuck away from me. Don't bring your misery my way. I understand that misery loves company, but I'm not that company. Stay your ass where you at. You came in this world by yourself. Oh, and remember, what they eat don't make you shit. Literally, it does not. You came in this world by yourself, you're going to leave by yourself, even if you are a twin. So focus on yourself. Listen, you would try with all your might to satisfy a person. You would try to fix whatever their issue is with you. And all that good shit. And you will never. You know why? Because they'll find something else to fucking complain about. So why the fuck are we fighting this? Like, why is this a fight? It shouldn't be. And my name is Kat Lee, and I approve this message. And last but not least, dream. Dream so big that your dreams exceed the universe. Don't let them tell you that your shit is inferior, that your shit is some bullshit. Fuck them. Do it anyway. I ain't even want to say prove them wrong, because what the fuck do you got to prove to anybody else anyway? But do it for you, not to prove them wrong. Do it to make yourself happy. Once you visualize and realize the dream, plan and execute, because nothing happens without a plan, and it won't happen if you don't execute. That's all I'm saying. That's all I'm saying. And with that being said, y'all, I got to get out of here, and I'm going to figure out what I'm saying, because I don't like to just jump out there. I like to plan. I like to plan and then execute. Remember that. But with that being said, y'all, I got to get up out of here. I love y'all. I will see y'all tomorrow for the tap, and make sure you tune in for that. Be safe. Have a good night and stay out of trouble. I don't plan to tonight. I choose violence tonight. With that being said, I love y'all and good night. Bye. I gotta go.